Welcome back to the Love Me Right Summit. Now, our next speaker is a certified Reiki master, an EFT practitioner, a life coach, and a certified clinical hypnotherapist. She helps entrepreneurs as well as restless souls to heal their emotional blockages and ground their energy to remember to reconnect with their authentic core essence, intuition, and inner peace. She is on a mission to raise the collective consciousness, to embody their multidimensional nature by creating a reality aligned to their inner truth and feel the purpose of joy and love. Introducing Craig Musni. Thank you so much for coming. I'm really excited to talk to you. When I saw your profile, I thought I've got to have her. So I'm excited for the audience to get to meet you.
Thank you so much, Chanel, for having me here. I'm really honored and really grateful to be part of this summit. And this space that we are co-creating together, I feel like it's such a high vibe having to see all of your crystals already. It's giving me all the energy to be in with you in this virtual world and whoever is going to be in touch with this summit. So for everyone who doesn't know me yet, my name is Cray and I'm a certified Reiki master. I'm also a certified life coach. I am an EFT practitioner and a clinical hypnotherapist. And I'm a lifelong learner, and as well as I am in a mission to really help souls, entrepreneurs, or even leaders who are really on the mission to be on their path to unlock their power and connect with their highest self to deeply understand their authentic core essence.
Wow, that sounds so beautiful. I love that. It's like, for me, healing right now, healing myself, healing other women is like all I think about. So I can completely understand that.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you began this journey of all these different titles you have and this healing that you're doing. How did it all begin?
Yeah, which is so interesting in a way that I started just by asking myself, how can I love myself deeply? It was that question when I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease that was basically like a breaking point for me to go inward instead of distracting myself to find ways to fill the void that I am feeling inside or I am avoiding inside. And it was 2017 when I had my radiation therapy. That was the key to really go delve deep into what does it mean like for me to love myself and what does that look like for me? And I was also in nursing school. So one thing that I learned from nursing school, in order to heal someone, you have to start holistically or approach it in holistic manner, meaning I targeted multiple areas of my life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And that started from radiation therapy, which the focus was my physical wellness. And at that time, it was really a space where I have no control over my body. And I was in deep state of confusion. How can I bring my equilibrium? How can I bring myself back again to feel at ease? Because having an autoimmune disease, you're basically not in control of your own nervous system or metabolism. So everything is running 100 miles per hour. Internally, I am struggling, but externally, I look okay. Right. It's basically like losing 35 pounds in a month without doing anything. So it was strange that I don't have control over my mental thoughts or so disconnected with my emotions. And at that time, I was also in a space of practicing and learning about spirituality, about meditation. And at work, I came about this book called The Power of Now. It was a catalyst. Yeah, by Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was the book that really changed my life in the way that I approach mindfulness, in the way that I approach seeing and in oneness with my thoughts. As a person who has a ruminating tendency and a Virgo, I'm over analytical, I found a deep sense of peace in observing my thoughts just by being in it. So with that book, it helped me to practice present awareness. And then it became a catalyst for me to be present with my body as I was regaining my strength when I had my radiation therapy. I kid you not, I can't even lift a 5 pounds in the gym. And while I was inside the gym, I look like I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just here. I'm gonna test. But every day I showed up with a thought, 1% is better than nothing. I'm gonna try. I'm just gonna try. So I asked my specialist back then, like, when am I gonna feel normal again? And she doesn't give me guarantees, but she says minimum of 2 years. So it was strange. I was searching for what are the alternative ways that I can feel at ease with my body, where I can feel connected with my body? Research alongside with Eckhart Tolle, I was in a rabbit hole of understanding my ego, the mindset, and love, really on the self-love and self-healing journey. And I hired my first life coach a year after my radiation therapy, and she was a catalyst for me to see deeply what does it mean to go inward and reclaim parts of me that felt ashamed, or all of those guilt of not being, but always doing and doing. And I created the practice of shadow work and self-love, where every part of me was seen, was fully acknowledged. And that became like a catalyst as well for me to be so hungry to create a podcast. And I shared my story where, oh my God, all of these things that I've been researching about energy, about mindfulness, I want to talk about this. What if someone doesn't notice yet? So I had that thought, and that's the start. And I found EFT as basically a very practical way for you to release emotional blockages. It's like tapping your chakra centers without even having to have any facilitator, and you are doing it yourself. So I did that by releasing my fears. I have so much fears, realizing that all of my traumas, emotions that were repressed, became or physically manifest as a disease, which is my Graves' disease. So EFT became the one that really helped me. And I was like, I want to know more. As a human design generator, I love experimenting things and want to test things on me. And so I got certified at that time because I was so passionate about it. I want to learn more. And that became part of my tool belt. It's really all about for myself to heal. And then there's one day, there was this Reiki master who reached out to me. I wanted to talk to your podcast and talk about Reiki. That time, I have no idea about Reiki. And one thing that I know about Reiki is Reiki doesn't, you don't look for Reiki, it finds you. And it found me on the time where I was integrating all of my practices, meditation, EFT, journaling, all of the things that I've learned from mindset, personal development, and the people that I work with. I work with shamanic practitioner, different coaches and mentors along the way, and she found me. So we talked about energies, and mind you, that clicked in every part of my being why I had my autoimmune disease. She basically said it's your throat chakra that was blocked. And growing up, I was in a space where I wasn't able to fully express myself authentically. I was always people pleasing, overachieving to seek what it means to be loved by my caretaker or the people around me, always trying to fit in, trying to belong in a space, didn't feel like I have a value to give, but always have to be of value, be of service to others so they can see me. So that throat chakra was so blocked with a sense of worthiness and the belief that I am worthy and I am enough. And she shared that with me, and I'm like, I have to know more. So that's the part where I got into the rabbit hole of researching the energetics, and I learned about Louise Hay. I'm gonna
Oh,
tell you this.
I love
Yes,
Louise
Louise
Hay.
Hay. She is a miracle. And she gave me a permission, you know what? Go deep into it. I feel like she was a spiritual guide for me to like understand it more. This is gonna be your path. So along that time, I met Gabriel Bernstein that really helped me to open up my spiritual guidance. So I was like, okay, I'm going to ask my spirit guides if this is a yes. And it's a yes. So I took all the classes. That was 5 years ago. And I'm a Reiki master now. And I've, mind you, I've been through multiple realms of consciousness and seen transformation that I've never seen before. The amount of inner peace and release and liberation for someone to go through that journey in their spiritual realm and in touch with the peace and oneness with themselves. powerful. And I was just so hungry to help. So that's where I started the business. It was the Reiki. The Reiki really was a catalyst for me to start the business to help more people. How can I help more people? How can I reach more people to know about this? And yes, that was the start as a hypnotherapist, because I'm just so fascinated about quantum mechanics, quantum physics, quantum healing. Right. Let me know more so I could help people to detangle and bypass their thinking to feeling, to understand that let me unlock their power because they don't feel powerful. I want to guide someone to feel their power inside that they can shape shift, like holy shift, right? They can have that quantum shift in an instant where they can retract their thoughts back to what is empowering them rather than is empowering them. That's why I became a hypnotherapist, because I want to guide someone. I want to help you release that. And here I am really focusing on that, to fully, fully connect with your intuition, to your authentic core essence, so you can fully stood to the ground, like stand on the ground, like a strong tree that is towering for you to be and rooted to who you are. So that's where I'm at. And I'm here talking to you, sharing this work. It's been such a fulfilling and pleasure journey for me to be in that space with every soul that I have helped throughout these years. So yeah.
That's an amazing story. It's funny because it's like everyone I talk to, it's the same way. It's like you're going through something and then these books find you, right?
Because yes.
I was looking for something in my life and I found the A New Earth, Awakening Your Life's
Oh my God.
Power, right? So that one was the first Eckhart Tolle book I read. And I was like, I do have two voices. I'm like, oh shit. I started hearing it in the morning. I'd hear, get up and go work out. And then I'd hear, oh, just hit the snooze. And I'm like, oh fuck, that's the voice. It's just so much. Oh my goodness. And my journey was the same. It's like, what about healing? What about energy work? So I just started studying. And it's just my life unfolded. I learned about narcissism, so that I could understand my relationship with my mother, unfolded my relationship with my husband. I mean, there's just so many deep connections. And I love the way that, just the same way my journey found me, yours found you. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just synchronicity. I don't believe in coincidence anymore. I believe in synchronicity. I believe in divine timing and divine connection. I don't think it's always orchestrated for us to connect. Yeah.
It's like I always say that higher self voice, like whenever we ask God for something or the universe, your higher self has been here before. So it knows exactly how to get there. So if you listen to the steps of the nice voice, then you'll get to wherever you want to go. But we always quiet it and focus on the ego, the negative voice. So
I agree.
A struggle.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to share about the new earth. I also love that. I'm obsessed with it because it talks about how the ego works, how it will always be there. I also want to incorporate from Dwayne Dyer, where he said about ego, yes, good soul. I always call them my spirit guides, because they would speak to me at times and just like in spaces where I want to hear you, please guide me to a word. And there's one time it was emphasized what ego is. It's edging God out.
Right.
And Dwayne Dyer have said that. It's separating us from love. God is love. And God is that expression through you, you know, that divine essence inside you that is expressing the unconditional, you know, that full connected essence inside you. So I want to affirm that with you. You found that in a profound way, because that book is deep. That book is deep.
Mm-hmm. That one took me. And then I was struggling with my own, you know, I realized I had been through all these relationships that were negative because I was teaching them how to treat me.
Right.
I was not loving myself. And so I was putting their comfort over my own comfort. So in order for me, I would betray my own, you know, connection to self so that I could make them feel comfortable. So they would hurt me and I'd say, okay, it's fine. And I would forgive them so they felt okay, while I just had to eat it, right? And bury all those emotions. And I was at a flea market one day. I was walking around and then I kicked this book and it was called How to Love Yourself When You Don't Know How. Whoa! That book has been the deepest book I've ever read. It's a book I use with all of my clients and it helps you to heal your inner children. And it was deep. It was so deep. But anyway, back to you. So through all of your experiences, you know, this summit is about when you're single or when you're in a relationship and you just know that you are not receiving the type of love that is for you, is desired for you. Have you experienced a relationship like that where you were just accepting less?
Absolutely. So one thing that I learned about self-love is becoming really familiar of what it means to receive and give love, and also understanding what it means to actually reciprocate that energy for the people that you share. It doesn't have to be a partner, but it can be a family or a friend. And I realized one of the catalysts that really made me push to understand deeper what love means was my previous relationship. And I call him as my spiritual catalyst because he was somehow triggered me in different spaces of my life where it really pushed me to understand the unconditional love. And I was also like you at that time, where in a space where I didn't know unconsciously I was overcompensating to be loved. I was overgiving to be loved because of the fear of abandonment, being, left. And I acknowledged that at that time because I didn't really know what it really feel genuinely to practice that aloneness. There's a difference between lonely and becoming alone, but there was that deep sense of codependency at that time. And when I found out that I actually love being alone, and when I curated, in my me time, I call it my me time, I started like 30 minutes in the morning, let me have a meditation every morning, even though I'm in partnership, and I crave for more. I crave for more. And I was like, I don't think I 3 hours is enough for me now because I love it. Yes. So that part was a catalyst for me to realize and reframe what it means to love someone. It's actually a co-creation, it's an interdependent exchange of love. And when I also came to this conclusion that in order to create that God expression or that authentic connection, you want to come in as a whole, parts of you, without feeling you're seeking for a void coming from someone. But you want to come from the beingness inside you and join together with someone to feel to complete each other. It doesn't mean that, you what's missing for him, you can leave, but more of like you bring the wholeness together and share interchangeably. And
Right.
that's where I found how love fosters and it grows even more. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
You know how people talk about like filling the cup, and I always
Yeah.
thought like, you're like, you're not filling my cup, but it's like, you are meant to fill your own cup. And
Yes.
then when your partner is supposed to overflow that cup, and then your children, you're supposed to fill theirs until they can fill their own. And then you have the little teacup, it's like a tea plate. And
Yeah.
that's like your marital love just spills over and collects there. And it's never meant to be empty, and you definitely
Yeah.
don't want no one else to have to do that for you because that's too big of a job for anyone else to make you happy. It will never be enough. It will never
Oh
be.
my gosh, that's so true. Like, I would give you an example. One of my clients is a nurse, and as a nurse, they're very selfless when it comes to their job and career. So she was running dry, and she doesn't feel like good anymore with the passion. Originally, she was passionate being a nurse. And I asked her, when was the last time you filled your cup up? When was the last time you gave yourself a self-love or at least self-care? I don't even know what that means. When she said that, that was like an opportunity. I know. That was an opportunity for her to really explore. And yeah, we could really get lost in that translation when we're really not sitting in to the familiarity of what it feels like to love ourselves.
So, did you end that relationship with that
Oh,
person?
yes.
Okay, how did that work, girl? Because they want to know.
Oh, yes. Honestly, I ended it with a good note because I felt like I was mentally checking out. I realized I was in a space like, okay, I'm gonna see you through the lens of love. Let me see more. Let me see more. Let me see more. And I'll let you meet me where I'm at now. Because the first 2 years I was meeting him where he is, and I can't change someone. I realize I cannot change someone until they say yes to themselves. That's super important because no one can ever say, no one can ever say, oh, I changed him, because it has to come from them. It has to come from the awareness and acknowledgement and acceptance of who they are. So it took me a while, a year long, to really sit in with that. But there was a catalyst for me, though, when God said, like, you are on this journey of serving people. And I heard this word expansion, not from a space of ego, but expansion of my love. In order for me to receive or increase that capacity, I have to let go parts of me that's still attaching to what it's familiar with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what I did was I went to Mount Shasta.
Oh, we're in extreme.
Was calling me. It was calling me. It was calling me. The mountain was calling me. I literally went to Mount Shasta alone. That was my first ever trip alone.
Oh, okay.
And it was snowing and I was driving alone. I was crying. I was already in the bed of the mountain. And I've never done that before, like last minute booking. I just like, I needed to go. I needed to go. And so as I was in the Mount Shasta, what fear came up was the fear of abandonment, as I was sharing you. I realized that was the last part of me that wanted to be seen. It wanted to be nurtured. What am I afraid of? Why am I afraid of being alone? And I went to this hike and I was shouting and yelling, I'm not afraid to be alone.
Oh, that's so.
I did that and no one was there because it was snowing. I just screamed and I was crying and wow,
The
it
release.
was release. It was powerful. It was a full awareness and acceptance without a shame, because that little self inside me felt alone, you know, and I see her and acknowledge her. So that was a catalyst, and I was able to articulate it with him. It was tough in the beginning, of course, because he didn't understand. And after that, floodgates of abundance came.
Of course,
And now exploring.
he was an
Yeah.
anchor.
It
Wait.
was an anchor. Yes. So now I'm just like loving this single. I'm enjoying it in a level of love, unconditional love of myself. And I'm not afraid to take up space because I'm just being me, you know? So there's so much beauty from that ever since. Yeah.
I think the most important thing for me is like to not be afraid of being alone, is to
Yeah.
know that the universe is always working for you. And when you ask for a certain type of love, it's already yours. And so if you're in a relationship with someone, it's not working out, get excited, because that means that something better is for you. So you don't have to be worried about that. And that transition of time that it takes for you to find him is for you to prepare for the man you've asked for. Because he's going to be healed, right? He's going to be all those things. So we've got to work on ourselves so that when we meet him, we are equally yoked in a certain way, as far, you know what I mean? So just enjoy it. I love
Yeah,
that.
absolutely, absolutely.
So if you had some tips, let's say for two different types of women, let's say for a woman that is in a relationship that she does not want to be in, and want like, and she's not happy, she hasn't started the healing journey. And then one that is maybe exiting her relationship and she's just like lost, doesn't know what to do. What kind of advice would you give each one of them?
It's a really good question. So for a woman who hasn't started healing yet and has a thought of actually separating or leaving that relationship, I want to bring in the teachings of Abraham Hicks when it comes to the positive aspects that we are in, because it's not the relationship, it's not the place, but it's our energy. So I challenge or invite someone who's already considering to leave to ask yourself, what are you taking with you energetically when you are going to leave this relationship? And what is that part of you that's still aching inside that feels inauthentic that you may unconsciously somehow seek that outside of you once you get out of this relationship? So really first is to come to the awareness and deeply reflect to what am I trying to feel the void inside me? Or what is that emptiness inside me that I'm feeling disconnected from this relationship? To really come inward and insource that love inside you. And if you haven't tried yet, there's this process from Abraham Hicks where she recommends to write 10 positive aspects that you appreciate from this relationship. Because at that moment, I know for sure you're in the contrast of you don't like everything about this person. So you're focused on the negative things. But what I'm bringing is, yes, you are ready to separate, but why don't you bring in yourself to an energetic alignment where you're leaving the relationship, appreciating what it taught you, what it brought you, what it taught you, what it means to love you, instead of leaving it with the energy of feeling the lack of, feeling the resentment of. So write 10 positive aspects of this relationship that really brought you so much love, so much, or the things that taught you to be love. And then come to, like, I would recommend 5 days, because I would say 5 days, 5, 5, 5. And check in again with your energy. How do you feel at that time? And then come from a place of decision where you are in a space of loving yourself, because you choose to leave this relationship because you love yourself and you appreciate the lessons that you took away from this. You know, because there's so much liberation from that, and you're not having any energetic connection or binding a contract from this person, but you're leaving the relationship with so much peace and acceptance that I've learned enough and I'm enough and I'm ready to let go. So I would bring that to everyone who has started healing, but come to that space. And for someone who's transitioning, right, to transitioning to becoming single, oh my gosh, I had this like impulse. I had that experience of impulse, like, oh my God, I'm seeking to the better, right? Like the better, I'm ready for a new life, new beginning. I invite you to slow things down. I invite you to like sit in with the intimacy of slowing things down to getting to know yourself again. It's this newness, this rebirth. Recollect, who am I truly being alone? And what does it feel like to sit in with my power being alone? And I invite you to really curate that core essence inside you. So in time, when you are really opening your portal to receive love again, you are so grounded to who you are that you don't rebound, right? Have a rebound or unconsciously connect with people that you are finding that void still, right, inside you. But you feel you're full, you feel whole, that it's okay to, let's say, explore this connection and it didn't work out. That's okay. It's a mirror of my desire. On to the next, right? So it feels liberating that you're not attached to anybody, but you're more of in the equilibrium of your energy where I feel good about myself and I'm coming into this mindset of, whoever comes to me is for me, and life and God itself show me how good it can get, right? So really sit in with that transition. Enjoy that oneness with your being, because when was the last time you were ever alone for a while where you really say, I'm at peace with being alone? And that's like really a lot of power in there, because a person who is so ready to house or provide for you can really feel that energy and they want to receive that from you because they know they need that plug, that pleasure coming from you, and they're ready to provide that extra electric feeling, right? That energy with you because they know you are so full of that. So I invite you to like slow things down, understand yourself again. I felt like on my transition, I had to get to know myself again on a different level of mindset. Because I got out of a relationship with I'm healed. Yeah, I'm healed. Wait, no, I think I have to go in more and understand what is the part of me that's still finding ways to heal subtle nuances of our ego, right? That seeking, or that seeker, is the archetype seeker. So I went on that space where, okay, I'm gonna understand this ebbs and flow. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I had mistakes along the way. I would say speed bumps along the way to understand myself. Yes, yes. You know, it was like, I didn't know what it feels like to be in this dating scene in a while. So yeah, really getting to know yourself in an intimate level, then, oh my gosh, you will attract and magnetize the ones that are really so ready.
Yes.
To give you.
Yes, I love that. I think that's perfect. That's a perfect way to top this interview off. And on top of it all, on top of all the wisdom you've given, you actually have something for them. So you can go ahead and let them know what you have.
Yes. So if you are really in this journey of self-love, and I created a workbook specifically for you, I gave Chanel the website where you can opt in. And once you subscribe on that email list, you will get automatically the workbook and also an audio, a Reiki audio, basically a meditation Reiki audio for you to feel in tune with yourself, to connect with your mind, body, and spirit, because Reiki transfers through time and distance. And that Reiki audio could help you also find that sense of inner peace to drop in to your heart space so you can fully expand and love from a very heart-centered and expansive and God expressing through you. Yes.
And when I tell you guys, you hear her voice, don't you? I mean, that Reiki, okay, that's all I have to say. You just get it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. I love this conversation. It was so fulfilling. And I think that everyone's going to take so many pieces of wisdom away and know that they have something to work on. Even if they already know a lot of things, I'm sure they took some nuggets away from this conversation. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I am looking forward to hear everyone's knowledge or takeaways from this, because I myself is also a lifelong learner and I love learning new things from people that I meet every now and then. So thank you.
Yeah. That interview was amazing. And please don't forget to get your emotional regulation workbook as well as that Reiki infused meditation. You're going to love it. Don't go away. Our next speaker is a relationship and boundaries coach. She is here to help women demystify the dating scene and to help them attract the partners that they deserve without compromising on quality or wasting their time. You know we need to hear what she has to say. And this interview was so fun. I'll see you over there.